What are we starting off with?
How about we just start it right now?
We usually play like music.
I know, but I already started it, and you asked the question.
Oh fuck, we're at 8 seconds.
Yeah, we're recording.
Okay,
here we go, baby. Couple Jokes, episode 49.
You got headphones?
Yeah.
Good. You hear us good?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Cool.
Joe, who are you talking to?
I'm talking to Marcus Crespo.
Check it out. Crespo the Besto is on our podcast again.
He's our host.
Hell yeah.
He's our co-host for episode 49.
Back by popular demand.
He's our first real host. First guest.
First real host?
First real guest.
Yeah, because me and you aren't hosts. True.
No, that's true.
What?
Yeah, you know what I mean?
He's easily confused.
Crespo is our first guest.
He's our first.
We actually set up a switchboard.
Yep.
And we have a new Yamaha mixing console. Boy, hell yeah.
Yeah, let's. We got the Yamaha MG1 XKU.
That's MG10 XU.
Oh, I'm reading
upside
down.
Where'd you get the K from?
I have no idea.
God damn it.
So, anyways. Hey, Trump 2020, think he's going to win?
No. Oh, Jesus Christ, Trump? No. Ah, fuck yeah, he's going to win.
Yeah, sadly he might.
Yeah, he's definitely going to win. There's a lot of people in America voting for him.
Yeah. And also, whenever there's an unpopular candidate, they're always going to win because the opposite is there's going to be too many candidates and then they're going to all like cancel each other out.
So, yeah, that's true.
What about Yang Gang? I want Yang to win.
Who the fuck is that?
Andrew Yang. He's the Asian dude who wants to give everyone $1,000 a month.
What?
Yeah.
I would get $1,000 a month?
Every single citizen in America would get $1,000 a month for as like a livable wage or some shit.
For how long?
Yeah.
You just get that a month.
I would spend it all on scratch offs.
Yeah, because you're an idiot.
Well, if you blow all your money on scratch offs, you get deported.
Yeah. That's how it works.
Even if you're American?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then you become Guatemalan or some shit.
Well, the way they see it is if you buy scratch offs every day, you're mentally handicapped, so they don't want to.
There's
no need for you here.
No, come on.
Yeah, it's what it is, man. Look it up. Read a book.
Episode 49. Jake's being a dick. Popping it off.
You're the one. I'm looking out for you.
Yeah, I know.
But I'm all Yang Gang because I'm very optimistic.
Gang Yang.
But Bernie's killing it in the polls.
Isn't he like
Bernie Sanders?
Isn't he like 90 years old?
I don't know, but he's great and he's Jewish, I think, right? Bernie Sanders Jewish?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, that's dope.
Josh
and he recently got caught up in the caucus disaster.
Oh, what happened with that?
Caucus, it's basically like a fake vote for like people to be like, oh, I wonder who's going to win. And they lost all the data.
Yeah, supposedly.
Shit.
Yeah, don't be afraid if someone gets suicided by the Clintons. I think they suicided the caucus votes.
What the fuck?
Yeah, that's what they do.
Yeah, the caucus votes went the way of Epstein.
Yeah, the caucus votes hang themselves, Joe.
Yeah, pretty much.
Did Epstein kill himself?
No. Well, yeah, obviously he did, but the caucus votes killed themselves too. That's how it works.
You want to know? I thought Larry Griffin killed Epstein.
You did?
Yeah.
Why?
Because, I don't know.
Everyone, if you don't know who Larry Griffin is, he's a very nice man that is fucks way more girls than Joe. It's great.
Hey! Yeah. All right, that's true.
Yep. That's very true.
Marcus, when's the last time you got laid?
What?
When's the last time you got laid?
Oh, it's been a minute.
No, dude. I thought you got...
No. It's been a minute purposely, though. Because the last time, it didn't end so well.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
What happened? Give us a brief background.
Daddy was playing with fire, and Daddy got burned. And I don't mean like
STDs?
No.
Oh.
Well, the ultimate STD.
Ooh, kid.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, that's horrible.
Yeah, that's an 18-year-long STD unless you kill it with fire.
Yeah, we killed it with
fire. Or a hanger.
Yeah, we killed...
It's fucked.
Jesus.
No, they got it. It's a pill now.
It's a pill they take.
Well, if you get it, if you do it early enough in the like
plan
private,
B?
Yeah. No. Plan B didn't work.
Oh,
true fact for anyone listening that may have to use Plan B, if the girl you're banging is over 150, it ain't gonna work.
Really?
Yeah. There's a weight limit on that shit.
I didn't know that.
Yep. I had learned the hard way.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Girl Crespo was banging was 470, so she took three pills.
So if you're banging some Lizzo chick, just know that you can't nut in her or Plan B ain't gonna work.
Why are men great until they gotta be great, Crespo? That is the question of 2020.
Yeah, I wasn't great or being great or any of that stuff.
Yeah.
So anyways.
Fucking kids, man.
Yeah, you
don't fuck kids.
No, I'm saying fucking kids in general. I wasn't going down that route, but here you are. The Epstein got in our minds.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. Fucking. I did a show tonight. One of the comics was like, he goes, their buttholes was tighter than everyone that flew on one of Epstein's planes.
Jesus,
don't say his name.
That was a good riff. Yeah.
Do you guys like this song?
Why are you doing music? You really ran out of shit to talk about already? No, this is why people think you like you're this song.
I
don't worry about
nothing. I wear it not matter.
Just turn that shit off.
Sorry. I don't know.
All right. So Joe recently got a new job.
No. I got fired.
Yep, there you go. Joe's unemployed.
I'm unemployed. Yeah. I got fired from Bonkers where I made $300 a week to pretty much do nothing.
Joe has to go into these job interviews and convince people he's not stupid. And it's just the it's funniest work. Visual in my mind ever.
It's just me and job interviews, dude. We don't. Me and job interviews don't get along. Dude, I just...
Was that a song?
Yeah.
There you go.
I don't care for job interviews.
Really job interviews, there's too much... I don't mind... We go on stage and get judged every night.
Yeah, but now I got one guy judging me.
I wonder if this guy's cool enough to work with us.
And the one thing I don't like about job interviews is the resumes. Because like, because I do comedy, everything compares to comedy. And like, there's a lot of people who have like a comedy resume. They're like, I perform with this person and all this. And then they get on stage and they fucking suck.
That's true.
So it's a lot of that with the work world is like, they 100%. Got this fat, thick resume and they can't do their job to save their fucking lives.
Yeah. Because a lot of the jobs that are required that people make a lot of money off of are a lot of times very simple. It's just a matter of continuously doing them.
Yeah.
Like, it's just showing how hard you can work in them. And some people get into those positions because they know the right person or they rush the right frat or their dad's a friend of this. And they literally just get fucking leads and shit handed to them.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then those people could go to any job with that resume and be like, yeah, I know this. I know this.
Yeah.
This guy will vouch for me. And they get there and they suck balls because no one's holding their hand the whole time.
It's like the comparison of someone being book smart versus street smart.
Yeah.
Like some people know all the nomenclature and how to talk and all that, so how to send the proper emails. But when it comes to actually doing the job, they're fucking clueless.
Joe, nomenclature is like the words and the jargon that people use in a certain environment.
Yes.
That's like when you do bad on stage, that's bombing.
Like last night, me.
Yeah. Bombing is the no. Okay. You don't even. Who are you calling?
7-Eleven.
Okay. You guys both have headphones. Can you hear it?
Yeah, I can hear it.
Sounds
yeah.
good?
Yeah, I can hear the ring in it.
Wait, let me guess. Oh, I can't come into work tomorrow. Whoa.
No, I'm going to say I can come in.
You can.
Yeah.
That's funny. Switch it up.
They're just going to keep. It's just ringing.
Yeah, I know. We'll just talk when it rings because sometimes they don't pick
or
up.
Some will,
and they'll just try another.
Actually, we stop talking for a second. Let's get a clear ring. We can.
A clear what?
There we go. Okay, I can edit that bitch in when I put a piece together for the IG content.
Oh, I see.
For all the Instagram followers at Cup of Jokes official.
I don't think they're going to answer.
Are you calling the same 7-Eleven?
No, we call different 7-Elevens.
Oh, okay.
From different states.
That would be like.
Really?
Oh, goddamn. That would be like.
Motherfucker, call a fax machine.
Yeah.
So,
I don't know. I thought fax. I thought it said fast, like a fax pickup. I don't know.
Anyways, the carnivorous. Damn it. The coronavirus. Fuck.
Carnivorous.
One of those forest viruses.
Yeah, yeah.
They came from the trees.
The coronavirus is spreading in the U.S. I don't know if you guys are up to date.
Yeah, and, where is it? No, there was a scare in Orlando.
What could happen?
Yeah, it was probably at the Junior Columbia Burger
what
tonight. Jesus Christ.
And, no, it was like a bunch of kids. It turned out it was nothing.
Oh, yeah. Man.
It was like a scare. Everyone that's
like a prank?
Sick. What?
It was a prank?
No, like they were just sick, and they were like, I have a coronavirus, and it turned out there was just some dude with a cold.
Yeah, the dude's got a flu, you know, he's like, oh, coronavirus, and it's just like a dude with sniffles.
Yeah, I was freaking out. I thought because I've been like coughing in the morning and at night, and that's it. All day I'm chilling.
Well, it's your sleep apnea.
I don't have sleep apnea.
Do you? Oh, you have it.
I'm probably sure. But that's why I sleep on my stomach.
What is sleep apnea again? Tell us.
It's
you die in your sleep?
No, it's a blockage in your airway. You don't even have to be fat. There's skinny dudes that have it. Yeah. It's just the way their neck. If you thick neck people are the most susceptible to it.
Yeah.
Susceptible.
Yeah. Susceptible. It's another word you don't know.
Then you start adding weight and stuff, and what happens is it blocks your airway and you can't breathe.
Yeah. True.
Yeah. That's what Reggie White, defensive lineman for the Packers, he died from.
He died?
He died from sleep apnea?
Yeah. Reggie White.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Damn.
Hall of Famer.
But I get paralysis.
Speaking of Hall of Famers dying, holy shit, Kobe Bryant passed away.
Yeah, that's fucked, bro.
Man. And then we have shitty comedians making...
Sorry. You really got a fart? Out of all... Could you even hear it in the mic? No. Okay, let's forget. So, regardless, it wasn't... Kobe.
Yeah, man. And we got shitty comedians trying to make Kobe jokes about it.
Yeah, and I'm sure every scene has at least one or two guys who are just like, I'm going to be edgy.
I'm going to be the guy that makes
funny shitty jokes.
Yeah. So,
even a fucking comic that I really enjoy, Ari Shaffir, went and just said some a lot of fucked up shit. So that's the fun. I don't know. I still his other shit is funny to me. Like, I love the what's yeah. like, this is not happening. All of his stand up shit's funny as fuck.
Yeah.
But it's, I don't know. I don't know him enough.
He
to
lost
be like,
multiple
fuck.
Bookings.
Here's where it backfired. Yeah,
dropped from like his agency or some shit.
Yeah. He lost
according
a bunch
to
of
an
gigs.
Article.
According yeah. Article. Now, here's where it backfired for a lot of cats is a lot of these guys thought they were going to be able to shit on Kobe. Because of his rape allegation stuff
yeah.
from years ago.
Yeah.
But the problem was when more news came out, it wasn't just Kobe. It was his daughter and a couple other kids and coaches and people that had nothing to do with the rape allegations.
Yeah.
So then when people, like, all these comics thought they were going to say this sly shit about Kobe,
yeah.
get away with it under the guise of, like, I don't know, being woke or whatever the fuck. And it backfired because there was kids involved and people were like, have a heart. Fucker, yeah. You know, and that type of thing.
Yeah.
It was like the jokes came immediately. And then, the second you hear about it being kids, you need to retract your statement. Be like, I didn't realize there was kids that died.
Yeah.
That's what I would have done if I was, like, trying to be an edgelord. You know what I mean? What?
Oh.
Do I want to wear the headphones?
You want the headphones?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I'm good.
Okay.
Thanks for doing that covertly. I don't want anyone to know you were saying that.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyways.
I was going to be a fucking
shout out to Black History Month. It's Black History Month.
Yeah.
February. So,
yeah,
isn't there a parade downtown this month?
What? Is there a Black History Month parades
or is it Classic Weekend?
Weekend's like in November.
Oh man, yeah, dude. Yeah.
Remember the first Classic Week I went to? I was like, oh dude, I love classic rock and roll. And then I went there and I was like, oh, this isn't
no classic rock
Jesus anywhere.
Christ.
Yeah,
yeah. That's as dumb as that sounds. That's real.
That's real. We went. Yeah, I didn't know.
Yeah, he was expecting Led Zeppelin and shit.
I had no idea. Like Classic Weekend, you're like, oh shit.
Instead, you got Air Force Ones with LEDs.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
there you go. I was like, how are we going to turn this around?
Blue, yeah.
So,
yeah. Anyways. But no, I mean, this year is pretty cool for Black History Month because it's leap year, so they get an extra day.
They get an extra day, so there's 29 days in February.
Yeah. So now we're just you're just 2 days off from all the rest of the months, you know, if anything.
Fuck.
Yeah. Yeah,
because there is that joke. Like, a lot of my like black comedian friends are like, they gave us the shortest month. Was that like a thing? Like, were they like, yeah, give them February? Like, was that like a real deal
know.
Thing?
It's plausible.
I think, yeah,
it's
I think
plausible. Really, they were just like, ah, yeah. fuck, give them February. Like, yeah. was it like a racist dude in charge?
No, and like, I mean, because you got to think about it. Like, after the during the civil rights movement, like all these statues that people were protesting,
yeah.
and stuff. They're not. These aren't antiquated statues. These were made during the 50s.
Yeah,
you know, they're
but
just
does February have a significant.
I'm not sure.
Is that when like shit?
Yeah, yeah. I have to check that out. I don't know.
You don't know.
But I wouldn't doubt it if they were like, oh yeah, we'll give them the shortest month. You know, that type of thing.
It was probably just a random thing. Because it's probably like
there has to be something behind it.
There's probably something
just like
I don't know.
Hello, we are not available now.
Why don't you just call someone that's definitely gonna answer
after the beep. We will
What's
return
Gus's
your call.
Last, what's Gus's last name?
No.
Hey, this is Gus. We are we're coming in tomorrow for work. Hope I could be there. My name's Gus.
It's your boy.
Such
a shitty impression.
My nose is big. And you ever have a 7-Eleven? They call you. Ah, fuck this. This is stupid.
Yeah, man, that was bombing
really bad.
Yeah, just like last night.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Yeah, Joe, you've been on a bombing spree, dude.
Dude, you know what happened? I ruined it. 70 days gone down the drain.
What? No, you drank in Chicago.
Yeah, but I'm talking about Orlando.
Orlando. Yeah, why'd you ruin it last night?
I don't know.
Who pushed you?
Nobody.
Yeah, you did it yourself. What'd you drink?
I got 5 Crown Apples.
You drank. You were that drunk last night?
I got two.
You weren't kidding about I shouldn't have drove. You were that.
No.
Fucked up?
Yeah.
Why?
I was okay to drive. I was just like,
I probably
probably shouldn't have drove. But I was like, if I get pulled over, I'd be okay.
What? No.
No.
I had
that's
two
a DUI, you jackass. What
yeah, it's
fuck?
True. I had two doubles, and then a single, and then I left the other bar.
Damn, this is not working for bonkers anymore. It's hitting you hard.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. It's fucking yeah.
God, it's just because you can't see Josh Silver's sweet Jewish face any.
Nah,
day.
He's a fucking.
I never thought someone not Jew. Being able to count comment cards was gonna affect him this drastically.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah,
you should start doing heroin. Actually,
no,
jeez, that'd be dope.
Hey, no.
This is sadder than any cruise ship comic story I've ever heard. I couldn't count comment cards for.
Are you good on cruise ships?
Ocala.
Nah, I mean, I'm okay. I hate sleeping on the bottom.
You can't see. He can't. Well, on planes, he's a giant bitch, so I couldn't
the
imagine.
Cruise ships,
cruise
I was okay. I just couldn't sleep because I was on the very bottom. It's like, dude, if something happens, we're going to sink.
So you've been on a cruise ship?
Yeah, I've been on a cruise ship.
Oh.
Been on one cruise ship.
Just one?
Carnival.
Carnival.
Yeah. That's cool. We went to the comedy show and the dude was, he was pretty good. Kind of like hacky. I don't remember.
Oh, I mean, a lot of them.
Some black dude, some white dude.
See, here's the thing. I think I figured it out, like, cruise ship comics. A lot of people said are hacky. The thing is, if you go on a cruise, everything on the cruise is geared towards audience participation.
Yeah.
About getting all the customers involved. Yeah. So it's going to be a bunch of crowd work cats and just like safe, you know, material. No one's doing any revolutionary political stuff. It's all about like, how can we feel comfortable having our customers watch this set?
And some kids are in the cruise ship too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You're not gonna have a Bill Burr doing cruise ships.
Yeah,
even if that was the most lucrative job, because his material just won't cut it. Because he's more like creating a point and then driving a point home. You know.
I mean, I heard they make a lot of money.
Yeah, they make a lot of money, but
yeah, it's hard to get the gig because so many people hold on to it.
Yeah,
but that's like the people that hold on to it. That's,
I mean,
that's where they're at.
That's all they're gonna do.
That's the highest level for them.
Yeah, there's some cruise ship comics I know that do it, and they make a lot of money doing it. And that's like their bragging point. And I get it. You're making more money than other people, but if you go and transfer, a lot of those guys, I buried a bunch of cruise ship comics.
Yeah.
On a regular show, and it's not a bragging point. It's just because they're accustomed to a certain type of audience, and then when they deviate from that, they don't handle it well. You know.
Mm-hmm. Episode 49 popping off right here. Yeah. Marcus Crespo was with us. Jake Rica.
Oh yeah.
Marcus, how long have you been doing comedy?
Okay.
How long have you been in the game?
It's a weird answer, but like, I always go by the first time I ever touched a stage.
Yeah.
So this year would be my 12th year technically.
Holy shitballs, fuck face. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, but yeah. I mean, but it wasn't like consistent. Yeah, that was a weird answer.
Well, when were you consistently this is what I'm actually
talking about comedy.
I technically I tried a mic once like 3 years ago.
Yeah.
But then just didn't do it. And then like a year goes by and I was like, I'm being a pussy. I'm going to start doing it every night.
I think the second time is when you started then.
I think it's like when you are like, you know what? I actually am going to give comedy a shot as opposed to like trying.
So like first time I ever touched the stage, definitely like this year will be his 12th year anniversary.
Yeah.
But the first time like I actually was like, I would consider myself a comedian was like many years later. Like I mean, I was doing one liners for my first couple of years.
But I mean like, when were you doing it as many nights as possible?
Probably starting
year two,
somewhere. Year fucking four, something like that.
Hmm.
Yeah,
oh, so
like I started 2008 like technically,
years.
But by 2012, 2013 is when I was like really hitting it.
I'm doing this every night type deal. Okay, so so you've been doing, was that 8 years?
Yeah, 2012.
Eight years of solid grinding of like, I'm a comic now.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Wow.
Yeah, I think this past month I did more gigs in my first 3 years.
That's fucking huge, man.
Yeah.
Got any,
what's the biggest audience you've played for?
Hold on. Don't ask me a question if you're doing a phone call.
They're not going to pick up. Okay. What if they do? We'll just...
What's the biggest audience I played for?
Like, biggest theater, show?
I mean, I've done small theaters. Honestly, the biggest audience I performed for was at one of the MegaCons.
2,000.
Dude, MegaCon was dope.
No, not 2,000. It was like, more like 700, maybe. Still a lot. No, I haven't done any like big like 1,500 seater theaters or anything. I almost could have, but you know, whatever.
How many do you think were when we did MegaCon together? What was that?
Probably about anywhere from 300 to 400.
Yeah, that was solid.
It was
that
a lot
was
of people.
Sick.
Yeah, but that room is smaller than the one. The first one we did was the first one that I remember. I did my first MegaCon because I've done it like 4 years straight now.
Yeah,
and the first one I did was like the 2016 MegaCon. We did the roast of Batman.
Oh, okay.
And it was like 700 plus. They had a line outside the whole show, and every time someone left, they would move more people in.
So it was like a revolving door.
It stayed like 700 plus the whole time.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
who are you?
I was Bane.
Oh,
I was Bane.
Yeah,
I shaved my fucking head and beard for that.
We have to kill the Batman.
Yeah. Oh, you think the doctor?
It's good to suck my dick.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. Okay, I was going to let him do it because he actually played Bane.
Who's got a better Bane?
Huh? Who's got a better Bane?
No.
Oh, right. You think the doctor's an ally?
You know, my turn.
Bowling into it.
Who's got that joke where he's like, don't use so much. Jeremy?
Don't use so much teeth.
Yeah. Well, there's a couple cats that have it.
Fucking Butler had one
like,
about.
His was actually funny, but he just did it like.
Stop doing it. I don't know why.
Oh, about his car sounding out.
Yeah. Sounds like, oh, I get it. something. Man, so much teeth. Or whatever.
Yeah.
So.
It just. I mean, it's a fun one to do, but it, like as time progresses,
you look back dated. At it like, eh.
Yeah. Exactly.
Did you? Were you a huge Batman fan growing up?
Honestly, I was more of a Marvel guy.
Yeah, I was a Spider-Man fan.
I was a Hulk dude.
What about you, Joe? I was a huge Batman fan, and me and my brother. My dad would call us from, like, this is when cell phones first came out. He would call us and leave voicemails on, like, the answer machine in our house.
Yeah.
So he would, like, do that to keep us, like...
on your toes? So like Batman on our toes. Was your Santa?
Yeah, kind of like a Santa throughout the year. And he'd be like... he would call in the Batman voice and, like, tell us, like, you know, stay in school and, you know, be nice to your parents and stuff. And we would literally believe... I believed it. Yeah.
Did he ever dress up as Batman and beat the fuck out of you?
No, but then there's one time.
Where's Joe? Where's
he? No, that he.
Where's the team remote?
He had like his company car. He had like a cell phone in the car. So then one time he left it on, and then we just heard him curse through like he hung up, and then he went into my. I was like, Dad, that was funny.
You mean Batman?
No, because it was like stay in school and you know make sure you do your math, and then like 30 seconds
fuck
goes.
Your mom when I get
30
home.
Seconds goes by. And he's like, fucking drive, you piece of shit.
No, okay.
And we're like, what?
Oh, you had some road rage.
Yeah, oh, that's where I get my road rage, bro.
Yeah.
So. I thought maybe he was getting like roadhead. He's like, oh, geez.
Yeah, here's the teeth.
Gross.
You guys ever follow anybody home from road rage?
Not home.
No, what the
that's
fuck?
A psychopath. You need to.
I mean, yeah, I didn't do that. I'm
no,
just saying.
No, you did.
Yeah, one time I did.
Have you ever fought anybody because of road rage?
Yeah,
multiple people.
Bullshit.
Not. I got out of the car and they were like, "Oh, maybe not. I shouldn't mess with him."
Are you serious?
That's yeah. Me too.
At a toll booth.
Had it twice.
What the fuck?
At okay. A toll booth.
First one, I got out of the car. I pull the fuck over, and they were. I have never seen someone as scared of me in my life. It was like that was a rude awakening. It was like, God damn. The other one was.
Why'd you have him pull over? What were they doing?
He cut me off twice. And I was like. And I pulled up beside him, like, pull the fuck over. And he was like, okay. And he fucking pulled over. And then I got out, and I'm like, ah! And I'm just, like, yelling. And then they were just, like, shaking. And I was like, and I didn't know what to do. So I was like, you have a good night. And I drove away.
Jesus, dude.
I'm a fucking and then the other one, you the, fuck your face.
And then the have other a good one. Night. The joke about me having a gun pulled on me?
Yeah, that's a funny.
That's a true story.
That's funny.
That's a true story. I did the pullover thing, and he brandished a gun, and I was like, fucking do it! And he's like, what the fuck? And he drove off.
He sped off.
Yeah.
It's funny.
So, I mean, I exaggerate when I tell the story, but like that's a true story.
Yeah, yeah.
Jesus. What was your road rage, you fucking psychos?
I was behind somebody. Yeah. I was behind somebody on a toll booth, and he was taking forever, so I beat my horn once. I was like, I'm going to be patient with him. Beat my horn once. Nothing.
That was you being patient with him? Was beeping your
well,
horn?
Well, I waited like 3 minutes.
Oh, 3 minutes at a toll booth?
Yeah, because he's like finding a quarter or whatever, and I'm like, what is this guy doing? And then I beat my horn, 3 minutes goes by, and I'm like, and I did like a hand, I'm like, come on. Yeah. Like, and then he sees it, and I beat my horn again, but then I lay on it, and then some like kind of like thuggish guy, like some Spanish dude pretty much gets out. He has like a fucking, I could see on his face, he has like some teardrop tattoos, and he has like a club. He has like a little mini bat. And he's walking towards my car, my Chevy Impala.
Was that a mini bat or was it?
I don't know what it was. So just some like a weapon.
Oh, it was like a baton.
Yeah.
I think they're probably called asps.
Yeah, but this was when I was like, man, this is probably like 7 years ago.
Gotcha.
And this is when I had carried my gun on me. And I always just had it like in the console. So I just reached in and pulled it out. And then I think he saw me reach in and then he just turned around.
Yeah.
I was kind of intimidating looking though, because I remember yesterday I was wearing a Ford hat like this. I was like kind of intimidating. I think I had like a couple chains on.
Did you have a beard?
No. I might have. So I was like this, and I had some chains on. So he probably saw like, oh, this
dude. Yeah, you look like a big piece of shit.
Yeah, so I look like a piece of
shit.
Yeah,
I don't know about intimidating. You're
like, this guy doesn't care about
no,
his
I fuck, dude. I mean, I could fight. But
yeah,
like,
he fucks, dude.
Yeah. And then
he fucks dudes, yeah.
So he just saw me reach for like the gun I actually had, and then he just turned around.
Nice.
I wasn't going to like shoot him. I was probably going to like shoot him in his dick.
Hey, yeah. Well, you said there was two times?
And then the other one was right here on Redbug Road, right near your house. This dude cut me off, and I just laid on my horn, and then we get to a red light. He gets out, And then the light turns green, so I go around him, and then he starts following me, and I pull into the park, and he gets out, and I get in my face. He gets in my face, and I'm like, I put my. He's like this tiny guy, and he puts his hands behind his. I put my hands behind my back, and I was just like, dude, make a move. Just like, make a move, dude. You're all talk. And
you were out of. You got. You were standing up. You were out of your car.
Yeah, we were out of our car.
Out of cars.
And he was like, probably like, I had a huge height advantage on him. He was like his older dad. I would have honestly felt bad if like he touched me, because I would have just. Probably beat the crap out of him, but he never touched me, so I didn't really care. And then that was it.
Yeah, though, I haven't gotten any road rage. The closest thing I ever got, I was at the drive-thru at McDonald's, and this bitch forgot my fucking sweet and sour sauce. And I was like, listen the fuck up, Michelle. You go the fuck back there and turn to fix that fucking ice cream machine,
well, that's
or I murder your whole family.
That's because you're fat.